Initialize sequence now.
Join the countdown. For actors, modeling, singers, songwriters, musicians, dancers, performers, and voiceovers from across the nation to across the world. Here with Dawn Reese on Hollywood Connections on TAM Talk Radio 106.1 FM.
Hey, this is Vern Troyer, and you're listening to Dawn Reese's Hollywood Connections.
Hey, what up, you guys? It's your girl, Vivica Fox. You are watching Hollywood Connections on TAM Talk Radio with Dawn. Little foxy thing. Enjoy.
Hi, you're listening to Hollywood Connections with Dawn Reese, and I'm Kathleen Gatti from General Hospital, Dr. Liesl Obrecht.
Hello, I'm Butch Patrick, and you're listening to Dawn Reese's TAM Talk Radio, Hollywood Connections.
John Schneider, you're listening to Dawn Reese on Hollywood Connections.
Listening to Hollywood Connections, I'm Kirstie Alley.
You are listening to Hollywood Connections with Dawn.
And this is Kelly Preston, I'm so excited.
Welcome to Hollywood, what's your dream? Everybody comes here. This is Hollywood, land of dreams. Some dreams come true, some don't, but keep on dreaming. This is Hollywood, always time to dream, so keep on dreaming.
Hey everybody, I want to tell you about St. Pete's Best Kept Secret. This is Lisa V from Hollywood Connections, and I want to tell you about Mi Carreta Restaurant and Bakery located at 2705 54th Avenue North in St. Pete. Their phone number is area code 727-575-7929. They have the best Colombian food in the state of Florida and all over, I guarantee. They're open 7 days a week. They have breakfast, lunch, and dinner, and open late Friday and Saturday with live music. Please let Marlon and the crew know we sent you. Good evening, everybody. This is Lisa V, and I am bringing you a Hollywood Connections Beauty Queen special. I am so blessed to be here because I have somebody that's an amazing guest on the line, and this half an hour, I'm going to be talking about my church, Beaming Hope Church, and how they, through the Holy Spirit working in my church, have healed people and have really changed their lives. And at the moment, I should have a caller on the line. I have Pastor Joe, the pastor from Beaming Hope. Are you there?
Lisa, good evening. Good to hear from you.
Same here, Pastor Joe. I was hoping that you could, before we start this amazing show, if you could lead us in a prayer, please.
Absolutely. Father, we come before you tonight, and we thank you for this Christmas holiday, Lord. We thank you that, Lord, every day is Christmas as we bring blessings to people. And Father, right now I pray over the airways that you touch everyone's hearts and their minds, Father. And Father, just put people at peace because, Lord, one of your names is the Prince of Peace. And I come against stress and worry, Lord. I pray for the peace of God, which transcends all understanding. Guard people's hearts, and we thank you for this time to share all about you, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen.
Let everybody know, Pastor Joe, it's something that is very personal, how I became part of Beaming Hope Church. But obviously, God put me, God put me there to get me here. So I was at the Walmart store on Seminole Boulevard, and I had a lot happen to me. My marriage failed. My husband was having an affair with one of my closest friends. They robbed our home. They did such horrible, horrible things to me. And at that moment, since I know there's little listeners most likely on the airwaves, I almost made a permanent solution to a temporary problem. And a pastor from Beaming Hope Church, God said to that pastor, hey, there's a lady in the Walmart that needs us. And if it wasn't for, like I said, God, the Holy Spirit getting through to that pastor, I probably would not be on the airwaves at this moment. And that's very personal. But you know what? I have no problem sharing that because I know that we all lose hope. We lose faith. And that's the one thing that at that moment, God shows up like he does, and Pastor Joe constantly reiterates and preaches this, that he's a God of miracles and last minute and things when you think there's no hope, boom, there he is. And when I say literally, Beaming Hope Church picked me up from, the floor, literally, and I have had so many so many blessings because of this church, and I've had major issues with my hands and feet, and Pastor Joe, along with the Holy Spirit, touched me, and my hands and feet have not been the same since. Thank you, Jesus. But Pastor Joe, I just, you know, I can't talk enough about the church and Holy Spirit, and everybody knows the sort of funny part of Beaming Hope. I've never seen in my whole, you know, church growing up in Presbyterian church, and you know, we went to Christmas and Easter, but you know, my mom would take us, but we really didn't go as much as a family that, you know, most families nowadays go. And when you guys started talking in tongues and when you were touching people and said in Jesus' name and they, you know, fell to the ground, I'm literally texting my friends saying, look, I don't know where I'm at. If you don't hear from me by 3 o'clock, I've been kidnapped. Like, I literally had never seen that, and I didn't understand that it is totally real. And then you, Pastor Joe, pointed to me and you said, come here. And I said, oh, no, no, I'm good. Like, I'll sit right here. You said, I'll come get you. And I will never forget walking up to the altar and feeling this emotion that I have never felt. And when you looked into my eyes and you touched me on my forehead and said, in Jesus' name, and I would could have been offered $1 trillion. And there was no way I was going to stand. And I remember you saying, take it, take it. I didn't understand what that meant. And then I dropped to the ground. And 30 minutes later, I woke up a totally new outlook on life, a totally new renewed faith, like a faith I had never had before, where you say we're on fire for God. And we are. And like I said, Pastor Joe, I'll say it over and over. And anybody who wants to listen, God literally showed up and saved me and brought me to your to Beaming Hope. And I'm not going anywhere. But
see, people hear that, you know, tongues and praying for people falling down, and you know, the Bible says they have a form of godliness but deny the power. If we go back to Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, the Gospels, and then when Jesus ascended to heaven, the Book of Acts was the blueprint how the church would function. And if you go from the beginning and watch how the blueprint how we're supposed to function, miracles should be happening all the time. I mean, people. So back problems, blind eyes opening, deaf ears opening, that was the normal in the Bible days. But we come to this 21st century that people, it's watered down, and the devil tries to block this and just give me a quick service and get me out of here, just relieve my subconscious mind. But when you give God Sunday, allow him to touch you and allow him to, it's about a relationship. It's not about religion. It's about relationship. It's like falling in love with him. When you fall in love with him, he coming to you, and then you're coming to him, and when you get in his presence, there's, like you said, there's nothing that can buy it. No drug, no alcohol, Oxycontin. You can't snort it, you can't smoke it. It's free, and there's no greater high than being high in the presence of the Lord.
You're right. I mean, that's something that, like I said, I literally was texting my friend Mandy, and she might even have it in her old phone, where I'm like, look, they're talking in some language. I think we're going to drink some drink after, and we're never going to wake up. I was so scared because I had never felt such power. And every time I turn around, like, I was going to test to let everybody know about this last week, but we didn't have time. I literally, 2 weeks ago, put my last $8, like, in. I remember you always say you always give God. He will multiply. He will come when you least expect it. And not even 10 minutes later, Sister Nancy puts a $20 bill in my purse. She said God said to do this. And I'm like, wow. And then I get invited to lunch by another member of the church. And they then say, look, God told me to do this twice. They then find me, they bless me with $50. So now my $8 tithe has now gone to $70. And then somebody else from the church, because Nancy and I were going out and doing, passing out the flyers for the turkey giveaway and our Christmas toy giveaway that happened last Friday, which was amazing. I got blessed again with a full tank of gas. So my $8, when I added everything up, turned out to be like $130. And right there, I looked up to God and I said, you know, this is every penny I have. And he looked down and said, don't worry, I've never left you. And, you know, he hadn't. And there I was within an hour. I had more than I had in my wallet when I got to church. And that God knows that's a God's honest truth. But it's just amazing how literally the Holy Spirit really is at Beaming Hope. You know, I've brought friends there and they literally look at me like, you know, wow, I can't believe this just got answered. And then the friend of mine, Caitlin, that had two Bible verses, you know, tattooed on her shoulders, you said them within 15 minutes of each other. So like, it's just crazy. And we need to get the word out. You know, God never leaves us. We just don't go to him first. We always go last. At least I have.
Right. Yeah, you know, you're so right. Like, just for instance, during the Christmas season, we had a married couple, a young married couple come, and after the service, she was literally tears. She goes, Pastor Joe, we don't have a Christmas tree, and we don't have no gifts for my daughter. You think we can help us? You know, and right out of the end, I said, yeah, we're going to get you a Christmas tree. And no more than 10 minutes later, a woman comes up to me and says, hey, I got a Christmas tree with all the ornaments. You know anyone that needs it? I'm like, oh my goodness. I said, yes, I do. And we delivered it to her house and gave her a gift. She was totally blown away, and she was in tears that God would answer a prayer like that. God wants to, see, people think God's up there with a baseball bat ready to beat you up over his head. No. He's a loving father. There's a lot of women out there and men that never had a real father. And he wants to love you, put your arms around you, and tell you how awesome he is. And you know, even the little things in life. I had to go to the post office today. It was jam-packed. I said, Lord, I need a parking spot. As soon as I said that, the person finally pulled out and I pulled in. I mean, just the little things in life add up to so much how God wants to bless you if you have that relationship with him. It's amazing.
Right. It really, my life, like I said, God knows what I'm going through. And, you know, for me to get here, I hit two bridges that, you know, go up and I'm like, are you kidding me? I leave, you know, extra early to make sure I'm here, you know, on time. And literally Dawn, you know, Reese will tell you, I come running through at 6:01. I got 4 minutes to set. I'm like, no, not today, Satan. We are going to do this show. It's going to be exactly what I want it to be, which is, you know, Beaming Hope Miracle Healings. And, you know, we know that there's many people that, you know, have been healed from, you know, Beaming Hope. And it's just, it's something that needs to be told. And when I say from Beaming Hope, meaning that the Holy Spirit is there. I mean, I tell everybody that either watches or comes in to please ask something, like ask God something the night before. And if somebody in my church, if Pastor Joe doesn't turn and say, somebody needs to hear this today, or if somebody doesn't walk up, I'll be amazed, because literally everybody that I bring there or has watched that says, wow, you can feel the power of the Holy Spirit in this church, and it's amazing. But I definitely, Pastor Joe, I'm gonna put you on hold for a second, if that's okay. And I have Nancy, which she has an amazing testimony. I don't even think you know about this yet, Pastor Joe. But Nancy, are you there? Are you on the line?
Yes, I'm here.
Hi, Nancy. That's my BFF.
Hi.
On the phone. How are you?
good. I have some exciting news.
I can't even stand myself.
When I came to Beaming Hope almost 2 years ago, 2 years in April, so over 18 months ago, I came to Beaming Hope. I had three aneurysms, and I had one that they said was inoperable, and I had one on my right optical nerve and my left optical nerve. And today at 2:00, I found out that they're gone. They're completely gone.
She's healed. Yay! Thank you, Jesus.
Gone.
Yep.
And when I came there, Pastor Joe prayed for me, and he's been praying for me, and the church has been praying for me for the last 18 months, and now they're gone.
Yes.
Completely gone.
Thank you, Jesus.
Completely gone.
See, that's what I'm saying. It's so real. It's so real.
Oh, yeah. It's real. It's definitely real.
You know, the Bible says God's the same yesterday, today, forever. He don't change. And what the devil wants to do is water down the gospel, water down the church. It's weak. It's nothing. Nothing happened. But when you focus, when you press into God, the Bible says, call unto me, and I'll show you unsearchable things you do not know. Jeremiah 33:3. That's God's phone number. Call unto me. He said, call me. Talk to me. People want to get in this religious rut that you have to say this ritual prayers. No, you're driving in your car. You say, God, you know, this is what I need. This is what's going on. Help me. You know, he knows what you're thinking. He knows what you're going to say before you even think it. We had a lady, Nancy, I'm sure you heard about this, about 2 weeks ago. She came in and she got ran over by a Mack truck, and her leg was all metal pins and rods in there and stainless steel screws, and excruciating pain for 23 years. and the Lord touched her leg. She started running around the place. She says, I've been in pain for 23 years. I have no pain at all. The whole place went nuts. Yeah.
Yes.
I was there.
That's what God, yeah. Yeah. Yeah, you know, I can go on and on. Acts chapter 3, Peter and John were on the way to the temple at the time of prayer, and there was a crippled man there from birth. And Peter said, silver and gold I don't have, but what I have I give you. In the name of Jesus, rise and walk. He grabbed the guy up. The guy started walking, went into the synagogue, which is the church, started walking and leaping and praising God. God's still in the miracle business. He wants to heal people. He
Amen.
Wants to set people free.
Yes.
I can talk Amen. All this whole time here and tell you testimony after testimony how God healed people right off the streets, come in totally on drugs, and all of a sudden God would just sober them up and set them free. Because that's what the power of God does. God wants to show you. See, so many people into the supernatural, even on television now, all these shows, these demonic shows, now it's evil and the supernatural, befriend me, God, and all this stuff going on. Why? Because it's the copycat. How, you know, Harry Potter, it's all imitation. The devil is just a cheap copycat. But when God, when you have a relationship with God, at least as you know, and Nancy, if you have an encounter with him, your life changed. No one can tell me this is not real.
Right.
It's for real. Amen. He loves everybody. Those watching, listening right now with the airwaves, God loves you. He has a wonderful plan for your life. Just don't be discouraged. If you have time to come, let me tell you something. You come visit us. I don't care what the doctor says. You know, my goodness, we had at least, I'm sure you heard this one. This guy had high stroke blood pressure. And you know, the Holy Spirit speaks to you. He's the third person of Godhead. He told me to call this gentleman up. I called him up. I just said, you have high blood pressure. And the wife started crying. He had stroke level high blood pressure. She started crying. And we prayed for him. And this is what I said out of my mouth. I said, go to Publix and check your blood pressure. And he did that. He took a picture, 120 over 80.
I was there. I'll never forget. Like, you called that. You said they came to the altar and you said, yeah, something high blood pressure. And she says, oh my gosh. And she starts bawling because how would you know? You don't know that. But God, of course, puts that, you know, in your spirit to say that. I'll never forget that. The next week, she came back. They came back. They couldn't even, like, she couldn't even speak. She's like, you won't believe what, it's never been that low. She said, I was scared I was going to lose my husband. So, like I said, the, you know, Beaming Hope Church, we're located at 11,000. You know, 102nd Avenue North, and we have, you know, service Wednesday nights from 7 o'clock. We have youth, which is 12 to 17, from 6:30 to 8:30. And Pastor Joe, if you can see, I don't even need a script for this because I know it by heart. And then 10 a.m. on Sunday morning, and we also have a food pantry. There are no questions asked. Everybody needs help sometimes, so just come on, get a great service, get the Holy Spirit. I've got to go to a commercial, everybody. But literally, when I say those of you who are lost and you need somebody, you need God. And I guarantee you, you come to this church and you come in, as Pastor Joe says, you come in one way and you go out another, because I am so living proof of that. I came in one way and left another, and I haven't stopped since. But Pastor Joe, thank you so much for helping me just tell my story and tell about how God loves us and never gives up on us. And Nancy, like I said, BFF. That's the best news I've got today. And I can't thank you both enough. And I'll see you guys Wednesday night for sure. And we're going to go to a song. It's one of my favorite songs, and it's called I Know Who I Am. So this is Lisa V, 106.1 The Heat, Hollywood Connections, Beauty Queen Special.
Man.
Chosen generation, we've been called for to show His excellence. Hey. All I require for life, God has given me, and I know who I am. We are a chosen generation, we've been called for to show His excellence. All I require for life, God has given me, for I know who I am. I know who God says I am, what He says I am, where He says I'm at. I know who
it. There's part of, like I said, one of my favorite songs, Sinatra. She's amazing. And I want to throw this out there for a friend of mine who is a father who's separated and, you know, far away from his daughter. And he said to me, you know, at this holiday time, there's a lot of children that don't have fathers, you know, or mothers. And if you can, you know, do something for a child that you know may be with a single mother or a single father, because the drug epidemic in this country right now is so bad that grandparents are raising, you know, their children's children. And, you know, I want everybody out there, if there's anybody that you know at Christmas time, even just offering to help that single mom or dad, like, hey, I'll come clean your house or I'll give you a few hours. And you can go, you know, do whatever, like really definitely ask God to put on your heart what you can do for somebody else. Because let me tell you something, when you always, always do for others, you know, from your heart, from your soul, it comes back to you. It really does. And I could tell story after story after story, but like literally this church, Beaming Hope, saved my life. I don't know where I would be without them, you know, from everybody in there. We're not just a church. We're literally a family, and everybody, we all pull together and just, you know, pray for each other and help each other. And, you know, I can't talk enough about, you know, my church. And I would not have met Don Reese, the host of Hollywood Connections, if it wasn't for Beaming Hope, because God said, you know, to her, have that lady on your show. And here we are a year later. And what a lot of people don't know, but the church does know, I dreamt about 4 years ago that I was in a, you know, radio studio. And now here I am a year and a half later, still, you know, moving strong. But literally when God puts people in your path, the one thing that I'm learning, don't block a blessing. Like if somebody offers just to buy you a cup of coffee, don't tell them, oh, no, you know, it's okay. I'm very bad at doing that. But then maybe they've never done anything for anybody. Maybe they've never bought a cup of coffee and God put on their heart to take somebody to get coffee. You're blocking the blessing that they may need to do to get their blessings. And I'm learning that over and over. You know, hey, anybody want to take me to dinner? Anybody want to, you know, pay my bills? Just, hey, you know, I have no problem. You can bless me and I will not, you know, say no anymore. But I want everybody to reach in their heart. And at this holiday season, just offer to do something for somebody. It doesn't have to be monetary. It could be just pray for somebody. Don't tell somebody that you started praying for them and 30 days later, you watch and see what happens, because it's been done for me and I see the total difference. I have about 2 minutes left. I want to put another song on, and then we're going to play part of that song. And Pastor Joe, if you're still there, I would love for you to close with a prayer. We're going to put Thy Will. Did that come through? Thy Will by Hillary Scott and the Scott Family. If not, if it didn't, then that's okay. We'll just have Pastor Joe announce. Are we doing any outreaches? I know that, you know, December 31st and December 24th, we have a Christmas Eve service, correct, Pastor Joe?
Yes, we do. 6 p.m. Christmas Eve service.
And please tell any other events we got going. You have about 50 seconds, so take it away.
We got the website, beaminghope.org. We have a New Year's Eve service. What we like to do is start the new year right. But when you honor God, a lot of people want to go out and party and all that, you know, that's your positive. But when you honor God, say, God, I'm coming into 2020 praying, honoring you with my life, my family, my business, my family. When you do that, you know what? It's a whole lot better year. We still got problems. It's not waving a magic wand, but you know what? Doing it God's way, let me tell you, it's a whole lot easier. And the Bible says it sends an angel to go before you, and he's with you always. His presence is there. And like Lisa said, she hit a good subject. Just be a blessing to somebody. Go out your way, buy a cup of coffee. You know, and you know what? If you've never been to church, let me tell you, this isn't, like Lisa said, it's a family. If you never experienced the power of God, let God touch you. Like you've never been touched before. I guarantee you, you'll leave your chains and say, wow, there is a God who's alive and well, and he loves you. That's what God is. What is God? God is love. That's what he is. And he loves you he loves you as wide as the universe is. He made you in his image.
Amen.
Genesis 1:26, you're made in his image. He loves you.
Yes. Amen. And like I said, we got about 15 seconds. Pastor Joe, thank you so much. And I will see you Wednesday. Nancy, I will see you also on Wednesday. Thank you so much. And we're going to close with just a few seconds of Thy Will by Hillary Scott and the Scott Family. This is 106.1 The Heat, Lisa V, Hollywood Connections, Beauty Queen Reporter Special.
I ended up here. I don't want to think I may never understand that my broken heart is a part of your plan. try to put